Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Mayor Pownell won't be going to the White House on the city taxpayer dime. Pownell, along with 24 other female mayors from Minnesota and hundreds more across the country, were invited to the White House for a Women Mayors of America conference on September 20th. Councillor Zweifel made the motion to approve $1,350, but it was Councillor Colby who spoke first.
I am very much opposed to this idea for a number of reasons. First of all, they haven't got enough detail yet to tell us, and it's less than 3 weeks away. That tells you something.
He questioned where the value was in it with just 2 hours devoted to breakout sessions, of which no detail was provided. He said the idea that the White House
is going to listen to, you know, mayors out of rural Minnesota, rural Iowa, rural Wisconsin strikes me as unlikely.
While Peterson White had every intention of sending the mayor, she chose not to.
I have to agree with Councillor Colby. I have serious concerns that we really have no reason to believe that it's a good use of funds.
Pownell asked if there were further due diligence, would council consider approval with conditions, adding,
and so if we were to look at ways to reduce the cost, if then, or is the answer still a flat out no? Saying yes gives the flexibility to do further due diligence.
Pownell added this morning that the conference is still in development. She called it
just an opportunity to meet with the secretaries, cabinet secretaries, their policy setters there at the White House, and they really wanted to hear from the local level that perspective on what we're dealing with workforce or other community type issues.
That part of the information was not on the invitation itself. I'll post that. Pownell added,
when anyone on the council is representing the city in their official capacity, mm-hmm. I do feel like the city should cover the cost for that. If people choose not to do that, that's certainly their personal choice. But as of right now, no, I won't be pursuing it.
None of the councilors were in favor of giving taxpayer funds in any capacity for the mayor to attend the conference. DeLong brought up an article about the current administration outreach. Zweifel withdrew her motion. Pownell and Administrator Martig were in studio this morning with a full recap of the meeting. That is also posted. There was a farewell reception for Community Development Director Chris Heineman before the council meeting last night. A number of the community, including commission members and business leaders, attended. He's leaving for a position as city administrator in Little Canada, with his last day Friday. Over the last 6 years, he's accomplished,
I think, the seeing post-recession work in and the housing development happening in Northfield just gradually picking back up, working with community members, longstanding developers such as Tom Gill and Steve Schmidt.
Commercial development included the new hotel, a project that really started in 2014. He said yesterday that there are several other housing projects being contemplated, with staff reviewing preliminary concept plans. As for the west side of the senior housing project across from the Northfield Hospital, an advisory committee was formed to look at further development.
The direction of this process advisory committee is now looking into a smaller area rather than that entire 530 acres mm-hmm. that were annexed.
There will be further information on this at a later date. We'll have more on the process of replacing Heineman coming up. And it went over so well last year, they're bringing it back. Rice County's Safe Roads Coalition Coordinator Kathy Cooper announced they'll offer Joyride on Saturday night during defeat days in an effort to deter drunk driving.
You just can't go wrong. We have the coalition. We've got a charter bus mm-hmm. through Hiawatha Land Transit mm-hmm. for Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. that will pick folks up at the entertainment center and take them home.
That's for Northfield only. The bus will run about every 15 to 30 minutes, depending on riders. You do need to write down your address for delivery to your home. There will be volunteers on hand to help. First Choice Shuttle will also be on hand. It'll cost you $7 to Dundas. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson added that there will be extra DUI enforcement on the roads. Please plan ahead. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.